Hi, and welcome back to ASIC's Movement for Mind, Week 5, Session 1 with Ian Banyard. Ian is an expert in encouraging mindfulness in nature, and he's going to show us that no matter where we are, there's always some part of the natural world to enjoy. So you don't need to be anywhere special for this session. It's a regular session with our 5-minute warm-up, 20 minutes with Ian, and then our cool-down together. So get ready and head outside. As always, if you need to pause the audio, go ahead and do that now. Good to go? Great. Let's begin with a dynamic stretch to get your legs warmed up. Start walking nice and slow. And with your next step forward, really reach out with your right leg, a lunge forward, and then let your left knee sink to the ground while you bend your right knee. Great. And now step with your left leg forward so your feet are together and start alternating legs. Big strides, lunge forward with your left leg, right knee sinks to the ground, left knee bends, and alternate those walking lunges. Twice more on each leg. Right leg forward, left knee down. Keep your core strong so you don't lose balance. Switch legs. Big lunge forward again. And if you're struggling with balance, use your arms. And one more time, one lunge on each leg. All right, great. So now we're going to do an exercise on the spot. We're going to gently stretch out lower back and hamstrings. So stand up straight and just roll your neck forward and slowly let your head curl down to your waist with your hands sliding down your thighs. Nice and slow, vertebrae for vertebrae. And reach your fingers as close to your feet as you can. And hang there for a moment. So you're really hanging from your waist. You keep your legs slightly bent. And you should feel the stretch down the back of your hamstrings. Great. Take a deep breath. And roll back up. Step by step, nice and slow. And finish by allowing your head to sit right on top of your neck, facing forward, balancing perfectly, nice and straight. Okay, we're going to do that one more time. So, roll down, vertebrae for vertebrae, hands sliding down your thighs. And once you reach as far as you can, just hang from the waist, knees slightly bent, and take a few deep breaths, and roll back up slowly. Take your time. Breathe all the while. And finish with your head balanced perfectly. Good. All right. So you can get moving in your gear one, and I will hand you over to Ian.
Thank you, David. Welcome to my first session of Reconnecting with Nature. I'm really looking forward to guiding you over the next two sessions and sharing my experience and insights about how nature heals the body, relaxes the mind, and lifts the spirit. While we get started, you can keep moving in your Gear 2 Easy Jog and just listen as I introduce you to the session. You might already feel that connecting with nature is good for you. If you do, that's great. We're already off to a good start. If you're not so sure, and that's absolutely okay, you'll be interested to hear that over the last few years, scientists and researchers have been proving just how much we benefit from regular connection with Mother Nature. Scientific research can now clearly show that connecting with the natural world, mindfully, on purpose, as we move, not only improves our physical health and fitness, it also stimulates healthy brain function, activates the nervous system, and can even boost our immunity. In these Reconnecting with Nature sessions, I'll be sharing some simple exercises and techniques designed to help you more easily connect with nature and tune in to the benefits for greater health and well-being. Before we start this week's exercise, I'm going to share why connecting with nature is so important. Many of us are living our lives on adrenaline. That's the stress hormone that stimulates the movement of energy to our muscles. Adrenaline fuels our threat system, enabling us to fight or flee from situations that threaten our safety. As well as helping us to survive threats, adrenaline also fuels our drive system. The drive system motivates us to strive to achieve our goals and succeed in life. Both of these systems, if we overdo them, can lead to physical burnout and mental exhaustion. Fortunately, the body has a third system, and it's called the soothing system. The soothing system helps us to relax, repair, and re-energize ourselves. It helps us rebalance our nervous system, replenish the energy used up by the adrenaline-fueled threat and drive systems. Okay, now let's move on to this week's exercise. It's called staying in breath. While I introduce this exercise, just keep a nice pace, remaining in gear 2 and keeping control of your breathing. Staying in breath uses a combination of mindfulness breathing and the natural cycle of the seasons: spring, summer, autumn, and winter. By noticing, remembering, and imagining different seasons, we can easily connect more deeply with nature at any time. Most runners and power walkers will have experienced losing their breath or getting out of breath, especially if they push themselves to their limit. Staying in breath is about mindfully remaining within your breathing comfort zone, enabling the body to relax and recover as you reduce your pace. When we reduce our pace and stay in breath, it becomes much easier to notice and reconnect with nature. Now, as you continue to move comfortably, look around you. You might think that you're not in a natural environment. Many of us are so busy, we often don't notice how much nature is around us. Look at your hand. It's a part of nature too. As you practice this exercise today, my hope is that you begin to spot signs of nature all around you, maybe in gardens or by the side of the road, above you in the sky, and in the air as you look around. First, I'm going to explain the staying in breath cycle for you. Just breathe normally as I guide you through the exercise. All you need to do at this stage is listen. Once you've familiarized yourself with the cycle, we will have a go practicing the exercise a couple of times together. Okay, now you can reduce your pace to gear 1, or stay in your easy jog. Just allow your breathing and body to relax as we take a journey through the seasons: spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Remember, you only need to listen at this stage. Let's start by looking around and noticing which season you're in now. How do you know which season it is? What clues do you see or hear? Think about how nature is different at different times of year. Look around you and see, recall from memory, or simply imagine what the landscape looks like on a refreshing spring day. In spring, new life is emerging. Birds are singing. Flowers like snowdrops and daffodils are emerging as the frost melts in the spring sunshine, refreshing and re-energizing the earth, stimulating new growth. Spring is a refreshing time. Let's start by noticing what we see in nature on a refreshing spring day. If it's a spring day today, that's great. If not, try and recall from memory or imagine it's a spring day for this exercise. That's great. When we do the exercise together soon, we're going to align our in-breath with the refreshing spring. While continuing to move in a relaxed way, look around you and see, recall from memory, or simply imagine what this landscape looks like on a bright summer day. In summer, you can feel the relaxing warm summer breeze on your face and skin. Blue skies full of birds, trees full of leaves, gardens full of flowers, visited by bees and butterflies. People relaxing, picnicking, and playing in the parks. Summer is a time for relaxing. Again, if today is a warm summer's day, that's great. Just look around. If not, recall from your memories or imagine a relaxing summer day. That's great. When we do the exercise together, we're going to align the pause between our in-breath and the next out-breath with relaxing summer. Now, as we continue on, look around you and see, recall from memory, or simply imagine what the landscape looks like on a windy autumn day. In autumn, trees are releasing their leaves to the breeze, the wind creating piles of discarded leaves turning golden brown on the ground. The skies are grey and cloudy. Birds and animals are rushing around gathering food for the coming winter. People all wrapped up, heading to the warmth of their homes or workplaces. Autumn is a time of release. As we've done before, if today is an autumn day, that's great. Simply look around. If not, recall from your memory or imagine an autumn day. Well done. When we do the exercise together in just a few moments, we're going to align the out-breath with releasing autumn. Now keep moving. Just breathe normally and look around once more, recalling from memory or imagining what this landscape would look like on a crisp, chilly winter's day. The ground may be covered in frost or snow, trees with no leaves, no plants, very few birds and creatures about. Winter is the time when many of the signs of nature are hibernating, tucked up in warm nests or beneath the earth. Everything resting, waiting patiently for the natural cycle of the seasons to begin all over again, with refreshing spring, relaxing summer, releasing autumn, and resting winter. If today is a winter's day, simply look around you at the signs of nature in winter. If not, recall from memory or imagine a winter's day. Great, well done. During our exercise, we will align the pause between the out-breath and your next in-breath with resting winter. Each season, although different, blends naturally into the next, part of an ever-changing cycle repeating forever into the future. Refreshing spring, relaxing summer, releasing autumn, and resting winter. Okay, so now you should have a really good idea of how our breathing can naturally align with the seasonal cycle. It's time to complete our first round of seasonal breathing together. For this activity, slow down into gear one, your slow jog, and take a deep, refreshing breath in and relax, noticing nature, releasing the out-breath, and rest as you continue to notice and reconnect with nature. Okay, starting with spring. As you continue to move, I invite you for the next few breaths to just notice the in-breath. Just breathe out as you normally would. Simply breathe in and notice or remember spring. Then naturally exhale. Every time you breathe in new, refreshing, life-enhancing air, it's good to recognize that the refreshing oxygen you are breathing is gifted to you by the trees. Every in-breath re-energizes your body and lifts your spirit. The word spirit comes from Latin spiritus, meaning to breathe. The word inspiration literally means to breathe in. As you breathe in, notice the nature around you. A good way to stay in breath is to say to yourself, refresh, on each in-breath. Let's do this together now. Breathe in and say refresh. Breathe in, refresh. Breathe in, refresh. And now keep going a couple more times on your own. That's That's great. Well done. Now you have practiced the refreshing spring breath, we're going to add a releasing out breath. Again, look at nature around you and breathe in and say to yourself, refresh. Then as you breathe out, recall the autumn release. Just as autumn time is when the trees release the weight of the leaves and the dead branches, when you exhale, you are releasing toxins from your lungs that your body no longer needs to hold on to. As you continue to release each breath, you may also like to let go of any stressful thoughts, body tension, and burdens you no longer wish to carry. Again, a good way to stay in breath is to say to yourself, release, as you let your breath and any tension in the body go. For the next few breaths, simply say to yourself, refresh as you inhale and release as you exhale. Again, let's do this together. Inhale, refresh, exhale, release. That's great. Just a couple more. Well done. Now you have practiced the refreshing spring in-breath and releasing autumn out-breath. We're going to turn it up a notch and introduce summer and winter into the seasonal breathing. Create a natural breathing cycle as you move that will enable you to tap into the healing power of nature connection. Okay, stay in a nice slow gear one so we're really in control of our breathing. Let's start with a spring breath in and refresh, then pause before releasing when it feels normal. This is not holding your breath. It's a short pause for as long as you can. Don't force your breathing at any point. Just follow if you can. Okay, let's take another deep, refreshing spring breath in and pause. Look at the nature around you and remember a warm summer day. Say to yourself, relax, and then breathe out and say to yourself, release. Take another refreshing spring breath in. Pause again for a moment, noticing nature. Relax through summer. Just pause and release. Refresh in. Relax and release. And continue this cycle for a few breaths now. Stay in breath at a pace that's comfortable for you. Just a few more breaths in your own time. That's great. Keep going. Noticing nature. Well done. Now, let's add the winter rest to complete the cycle. Still moving in a way that's controlled and relaxed, let's take a spring breath in, refresh, pause, no holding, just relax through the summer and release, let go of tension, breathe out the toxins, and now take a short winter rest. Again, this isn't a holding, it's just a pause to rest, recover, and repair. And when it feels right for you, take another refreshing spring breath in. Relax through the summer, release with autumn, and rest through winter, in readiness for the next refreshing in-breath of spring. One more cycle, refresh, relax, release, and rest. And again in your own time, just two more cycles. Noticing nature. Keep going. Great. Well done. We've completed the first round of seasonal breathing together. Great job. If you feel you've got the hang of it now, perhaps switch up to a higher gear for our second round together. You can always drop down again if you need to. Some people can find it tricky to include the summer relax and the winter rest pauses. If you're finding it tricky, I suggest you remain in that slower gear until you're comfortable. Okay, so let's start our second round of staying in breath and reconnecting with nature. Off we go. We'll begin in a moment with a few relaxing spring in-breaths. Remember to say to yourself, refresh as you inhale, and notice, remember, or imagine spring. New life, refreshing oxygen gifted by the trees, entering your lungs, re-energizing your body, and lifting your spirit. Maybe send feelings of gratitude to the trees for gifting you this life-enhancing oxygen. Okay, So on each in-breath, just say to yourself, refresh. Each time you breathe in, notice the nature around you and say to yourself, refresh. Continue this practice at your own pace, just focusing on your refreshing in-breath for now. Notice nature. Notice the refreshing in-breath. Notice signs of spring. Well done. Now let's add in a releasing out-breath, aligned with the autumn, just like before. Again, look at nature around you, and as you breathe in, think of the refreshing spring breath. Then as you breathe out, recall the autumn release, repeating to yourself, release, every time you breathe out. Keep going with that now. Notice nature. Keep going. That's great. The reason trees release leaves and dead wood during the autumn is to protect them from the storms and heavy snows of winter. Trees that carry the weight of wet leaves, dead wood and snow can easily blow over in a storm. Keep noticing nature, saying refresh to yourself as you inhale and release as you exhale. Just as autumn is a time when the trees release the weight of the leaves, when you exhale, remember to release any heavy thoughts, body tension or concerns you've been carrying. The toxins contained in the breath from your lungs that would poison our bodies actually feeds the trees and plants. As you release your breath, it feels good to realize that having received the gift of life from nature in the oxygen, you are also gifting back to nature every time you release your breath. Another amazing way we connect with nature and natural cycles. Keep saying to yourself, refresh as you inhale and release as you exhale, and notice nature. That's brilliant. Now you have practiced the refreshing spring in-breath and releasing autumn out-breath. We're again going to turn it up a notch by introducing the pauses between spring and summer, between the in-breath and the out-breath. Okay, let's start with the first pause between the refreshing spring breath in and the relaxing summer pause, followed by a long autumn release. Pausing is not holding your breath. It's just a short pause for as long as you're comfortable. Do you remember the pattern? Keep breathing with those refreshing in-breaths. Relax for summer, and then a releasing out-breath. Let's try that now. Notice the nature around you, and remember a warm summer day. Relax your body and mind, and say to yourself, relax. Then breathe out and say to yourself, release. When you take another refreshing spring breath in, pausing again for a moment, noticing nature, relaxing through summer, just pause and then release. Refresh in, relax, release out. Refresh in, relax, release out. Continuing now, breathing at your own pace, just noticing the seasons and nature. That's great, well done. Now let's complete the cycle by adding in the winter rest. Remember our cycle? We begin with the spring breath in, refresh, then pause, no holding, relaxing through the summer, and releasing, letting go of tension, and then taking a short winter rest. Remember, this isn't holding, it's just a pause, allowing the body to rest and recover. When it feels right for you, take in another refreshing spring breath, relax through the summer, release with autumn, and rest and recover in winter. That's great. Now just allow yourself to breathe naturally while noticing nature as we end this staying in breath exercise. Now you can keep your breathing cycle going at your own pace, moving in the gear that you're comfortable with, noticing nature around you while I share how often we can forget that our nature is to rest, recover, and repair through the winter. During winter months, many of us are at our busiest preparing for and managing the holiday season, carrying high levels of stress. Nature shows us that we need to reduce activity at this time in order to rest, recover, and repair. Spring is a very busy time for nature. Without the deep rest during winter, maybe nature wouldn't have the energy required for spring. Likewise, without the relaxation in summer, perhaps nature wouldn't have the energy to provide the harvest. Like nature, we have busy times and need periods of relaxation and rest too. Staying in breath using seasonal breathing and mindful nature connection can help stimulate our soothing system to replenish the energy-sapping threat and drive systems, helping us relax, repair, recover, and re-energize. Keeping this life lesson from nature in mind, I encourage you to continue practicing this nature connection exercise as much as you want to. I use it to help me get off to sleep at night and take a power nap when necessary in the day. Feel free to try it out whenever you feel the need to recover. Learning to take natural breaks to relax and rest between activities is an excellent way to take care of ourselves and improve your health and well-being. Remember, the more you practice staying in breath, aligning your breathing with the seasons, and becoming more familiar with this combination of breathing, mindfulness, and nature connection, the easier it becomes and the more benefit you will gain from it. Great job today. Feel free to settle into a gear you feel most comfortable with while I bring this session of breathing with the seasons and nature to a close. Nature heals the body, relaxes the mind, and lifts the spirit. Practicing staying in breath will help to stimulate the soothing system, the flow state that replenishes the energy-sapping threat and drive systems, helping you relax, repair, recover, and re-energize. Thank you for your engagement with this week's session, and enjoy reconnecting with nature and your breathing as you continue with this program. I hope this becomes an enjoyable and continuous well-being practice for you. When we meet again in my next session, we will build on what we've achieved today and focus on training your senses. Well done. Great job. Now back to David, who'll guide you through the last part of the session.
Thank you, Ian. Okay, welcome back. Hope you're feeling that connection to the natural world. Now, before we finish off, let's just do a quick cool down. We're going to start with some torso twists. You remember these from an earlier session. Nice and simple. Bring your hands together in front of you with your palms facing down, elbows pushed out to the side, and twist your upper body side to side. Full deep breaths. And one, two, three, breathe, four, and last one, five. Let your hands drop down. From here, we're going to do a quad stretch. You have done this before too, so you know it may require a bit of balance. So hold on to something if you need to. Stand straight. Slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks. Grab onto the foot with your right hand. All the while, keep a straight posture. Look ahead instead of looking down. Now pull gently on the foot for stretch. You should feel that stretch. The quad, and hold for 20. Five. 10. 15. And 20. Nice. Now switch legs. So same thing on your left leg. Grab onto it with your left hand and pull gently for stretch. Push your hips forward a little bit and hold. Five. Breathe. 10. 15. You're doing good. Pull a little bit more for the stretch. And 20. Great. So we're going to finish off with a couple of hip circles just to loosen up those hips. And for this exercise, really try to have full deep breaths as we go. So put your hands on your hips, feet just a little bit wider than hip width apart. and make big circles with your hips. Front, side, back, other side, front, and keep going. 5 circles on each side. Two more to go. 4. And 5. Switch direction. Big circles. Full deep breaths. 1. 2. 3. See if you can make that circle even bigger. 4. Last one. And 5. Great. That's it. All done for today. Now remember to keep looking for little pieces of nature wherever you may be. And I'll be back with Ian for the next session.